morning once again. This morning, are you ready to hear the Word of God?
We are.
Okay, so if you are ready, I'm asking that you would be focused and listen to the Word of God this morning. Don't listen to me, but listen to the Word of God. All right, so we're going to start like this morning. What is the foundation of our faith this morning? What is the foundation of the church? What do I mean by the church? I'm not talking about this building. I'm talking about us. What is the foundation of our life this morning? Is it me? Do you come here because of me? No. I'm not advising you this. Because I'm going to start preaching today, and I'm going to leave. I'm not going to come back anymore. I don't want me to be the foundation of your faith this morning. Is it the church, the building that is the foundation of your faith? No, I hope not. Is it the lights? Is it good cushion that you have on your chair this morning? No, I don't want that to be the foundation. It helps. Yes, it helps. You're right. But I don't want that to be the foundation of your faith this morning. Where is your focus this morning? Is it on me? No, I hope not, because I may fall just right after I get done preaching. I hope not, but I may. But if your focus is on me this morning, if I fall, you will fall. You're not coming to church next Sunday. If your focus this morning is on your friend, if it's because of your friend you come to church this morning, I'm going to advise you. You need to reevaluate your relationship with the Lord Jesus. If it's because we have music playing you come to church this morning, I'm going to advise you to reevaluate your relationship with the Lord this morning, because our focus should be only on Jesus. Would you repeat that with me? My focus should be only on Jesus. Why do I say your focus should be on Jesus this morning? It's because we have so many things to get us distracted. And once we get distracted, we will lose focus. But if your focus is on Jesus Christ this morning, you will make it. I hope not that your focus is on the world, is on what's happening, is on your nice car. Because this morning I come here, I don't have a nice car because my car is broken. If my focus was on the car, I would lose faith in the Lord. But because my focus is not, I call my brother Putnam and a father in Christ to come with me here. And eventually he does. So this morning, my encouragement for you is that you place your focus only on Jesus Christ this morning. And when your focus is on Jesus Christ, whatever happens in the church this morning, you're going to stay here. Because your focus is not on anybody. It's on Jesus Christ. Earlier I was talking about a personal relationship with the Lord. My wife has her own relationship with the Lord. So if I am not here anymore, so she can continue pursuing the Lord. If she's not here anymore, so I can continue pursuing the Lord. It's important this morning that we personally have a relationship with the Lord. And one of the things is that to have a good relationship with the Lord, we need to detach ourselves from all comforts. Because when we don't have comfort anymore, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? This morning, your focus should be on Jesus Christ. Let's read together Matthew 14, 22 until 33. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. While he dismissed the crowds, and after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walk on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took a hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you little faith, why do you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." So this morning, you and I may find ourselves in the same situation as Peter. So I just want you to look at the boat as your life. And look at the winds as troubles in life. Some of the circumstances that you may face in your life, in your Christian walk with the Lord. And eventually you will, because he said in his word that you will be persecuted in the world. Some places Christians are being killed for their faith. So here, we do not have that. But we have so many things in life that can be considered as wind that is trying to shake us. When we want to do good, we have so many things that come in front of us, say, "Do bad, do bad." So many thoughts saying, "Do bads, do bads." We all can relate to the situation of Peter here in this book. So the moment that Peter took his focus on Jesus, what happens? He sank. So this morning, I am asking the church to place his or her focus or its focus on Jesus Christ. Because when our focus is on Jesus Christ, whenever the enemy comes to shake the church, to shake the foundation of the church, the foundation will stand firm. Because I am not the foundation of the church. The pastor is not the foundation of the church. Your husband is not the foundation of the church. Your wife is not the foundation of the church. But Jesus is the foundation of the church. And therefore, it will not be shaken no matter what. They were in the boat. And Jesus went away to pray. And on his way back, it seems like Jesus was laughing at them a little bit when he saw them on the boat. And then the wind came. The boat started shaking, you know, almost sink. They started crying out. They were smart enough. They cry out to the Lord Jesus. And that will happen when our foundation is start shaking. Because our focus is on the Lord. So we know who to cry out to. When we are in a circumstance that we cannot do anything for ourselves, we cannot move, we don't know what to do, we have one person on our side, which is Jesus Christ, which we have placed our focus on, who will save us. I met a guy during the week. He told me, "Well, I get to a point in my life, I don't know if I really have faith. I don't know what to do. And I started listening to him. This is one of the things that as Christians we should emulate in Jesus, is the fact that Jesus takes time to listen to people. When they are in hard circumstances, Jesus takes a little bit of time to listen to them. And we are living in a world today where people don't really have time to really listen to people. But as Christians, we should be different. Take a little bit of time to listen to our brothers, to listen to our struggles, to listen to what they are going through. And when I started talking to the guy, he told me, I don't know what I am to do. My Christian walk with the Lord is because my father, he was a missionary in India, and then he took me with him, and then I get confused with my faith. I don't know what to do. Some of us have raised that way. We grew up in a Christian family where nobody has taught us to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And because our focus was not really Jesus, it was the family that we were born in. And we get ourselves in a situation where we don't know what to do. And it's not I'm not blaming anybody, because you don't know. It's responsibility of the family to talk to you about Jesus, to not appoint you to them, but to Jesus. And when that guy started talking to me, I listened to him. And I didn't say anything at the moment. I just listened to him. And he started explaining me all this, and I said, okay, no problem. Do you have a good time? We can hang out. We can become friends. He likes playing tennis. I said, okay, no problem. I don't know how to play tennis, but you're going to teach me how to play tennis. I'm trying to find a way to get connected to him so that we can get to talk and appoint him to Christ, tell him what Christ can do and how we can get his faith built up. When he started telling me all this, and I started thinking, why do we believe in Jesus Christ? Why should we place our focus on Jesus Christ? Is it because he's going to give us good things? Is it because we want to have a personal relationship with him? And I think the most important thing that should be the focus of placing our focus on Jesus is the relationship that we want to establish with him, because he came, he died for us. He wants a relationship. He came to reconcile us with the Father. So therefore, our focus should be on him. He is the way to the Father. The way is not really a way that you're going to walk. It's a relationship with the Father. And when the guy started telling me that, I started thinking, as Christians, we need to reevaluate our relationship with the Lord Jesus. Why do I come to church? Why am I here? And then when we start reevaluating, and I think this is a good moment for the guy, but he needs somebody to help him go through the process. Did I come to church for somebody? Did I come to church because the church has food? It's nice. We have music. We have everything good. We have comfort. He's in the process of reevaluation. And I think today as Christians, we need to do the same thing. We need to start detaching ourselves to some of the things that seems to be comfort, but to rely, to make Jesus be our foundation. In Luke 9, verse 23, Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Jesus wants us to detach ourselves from every single thing that can serve as a hindrance to prevent us from moving forward. So this morning, if nobody else come here, would you come here to pray by yourself? That's why you need to start detaching yourself with anybody else. I'm not saying don't have relationship. Relationship is good. But what I'm talking about is your focus should be on Jesus. If there is no music, would you stop coming to church?
No.
Place your focus on Jesus. Because those things are winds that are shaking your boat, that are shaking your life. Would you stop reading your Bible if you are sick? I know sometimes it gets to a point where you don't really know what to do. But I want you to place your focus on Jesus. No matter what happens in your life, your foundation is firm, you are able to resist. The boat is in the water, shaking. When the winds is shaking the boat, the people didn't know what to do. Finally, they call out to Jesus. Jesus, save me. And finally, when Jesus came in the boat, everything was all right. So that's why this morning I cannot do anything for you, and nobody else here can do anything for you. Only Jesus Christ. This is why this morning our focus should be only on Jesus. And when your focus is on Jesus, it's not easy for the devil to do what he wants with you. God will not give permission to the devil to shake your foundation. Matthew 6. Matthew 6, 33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." This morning, the first thing that we need to look for is righteousness in the kingdom of God. When you come this morning, you don't come to get anything else. You come to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It's not easy for that to happen. But it will be easy when you focus your eyes on Jesus Christ. It will be easy when you do not see anything else, anybody else around you, but you place your focus on Jesus Christ. Because when you start looking at the problems, when you start seeing what is happening in the world, you start worrying and you start losing focus. This morning, your focus should be on Jesus. And when your focus is on Jesus, it will not be shaken. When your focus is on Jesus, it will not be shaken. I was reading something while I was browsing on Facebook. I saw something. Where's my phone? Do you see my phone right here with you? Do you have my phone with you? What? Yes, please. I was browsing on Facebook, and a guy said this. And I said, "Well, I need to share this with you guys. Would you put it on the screen for me, please? What if we take away the cool music and the cushion chairs? What if the screens are gone and the stage is no longer decorated? What if the air conditioning is off and the comforts are removed? Would his word still be enough for his people to come together?" We need to start detaching ourselves from comforts and place our focus on Jesus. It's hard to do that, but let me tell you something. If you go to Haiti, and I hope someday, guys, you can visit Haiti to see how people are worshiping God. This is heartbreaking. The people don't have really nice church like that. They just, sometimes it's raining. They get wet. They are worshiping God. They never let go because the focus of them is on Jesus Christ. Some people walk miles to go to church. this building should not be our focus. Our focus should be on Jesus Christ. And when our focus is on Jesus Christ, when the devil comes to attack us, he will find us praying. When our focus is on Jesus Christ, when the devil comes to attack us, he will find us meditating. When our focus is on Jesus Christ, when the devil comes to attack us, he will find us busy serving one another. When our focus is on Jesus Christ, when the devil comes to attack us, he will find us caring for one another. This morning, what is the foundation of your church? And I just want you to think about that throughout the week. What is the foundation of your church? Some of the time it's easy to say Jesus, but I want you to go and reevaluate your relationship with the Lord to see if really something happens. If you will still be faithful to your work with the Lord. If something happens, if you will still be faithful, if you will still be committed to the Lord. And this is why our focus should be on Christ Jesus. Because things will happen. We will be persecuted. I didn't know this week if my car was going to be broken down. I was not mad or anything. I was joyful. I said, praise God. God will provide another car. I cannot let that be a hindrance for me to not keep going forward in my walk with the Lord. Sometime, I just want to sit down sometime and listen to somebody's preaching. Because sometimes if I get caught up in, okay, I want to preach. And then one day I don't preach, I will feel so bad. It seems like that will destroy my relationship with the Lord Jesus. I don't want that to be something that will break my relationship with the Lord. Yesterday, I am given the opportunity to preach. Yes, I will. And I will still be faithful to God. Tomorrow I'm not, I will still be faithful to God. I come here, I'm to sit on the floor, I will still be faithful to the Lord. But when we let comforts carry us away, we'll do the same thing here. Peter started walking toward Jesus. He saw Jesus. He said, Jesus, please, let me come to you. He started walking on Jesus. And all of a sudden, he started looking the water. He started looking the winds that is shaking. And then all of a sudden, he started sinking. It's important this morning to focus our eyes, to focus our mind on the Lord Jesus. And when you focus your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ, it will not be shaken. Since last week I've been telling you guys, you will get tired of me talking about Jesus. It's because Jesus is the center. Jesus is the way to the Father. So when you are driving, so what do you do? When you are driving, do you just look down like that? You don't really look at where you're going? Do you do that? And if you do, do you know what will happen? You will end up going to a wreck or making an accident. We don't want that to happen. Do you? You know what will happen? What happens? Your insurance will go up. You may lose your life too. So we don't want that to happen. So therefore, we are to be cautious. It's the same for our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we take away our focus on Jesus, anything can happen to us. And the devil, this is what he's looking for. He's just looking for when you are not praying. He's just looking for when you are not, when we are not caring for one another. He's just looking for an opportunity when we're just not serving one another to just come in between us and to set division. So we don't want that to happen. Therefore, we place our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm trying to watch the time because since last week I've been preaching very long. I know that's not good, so sorry about that. But I'm just not going for very long. But I just wanted to share that with you this morning. You need to be watchful on your walk with the Lord Jesus because the enemy is not sleeping. But we know Jesus. He's always by our side. The enemy is not sleeping, but Jesus is always on our side. Therefore, the enemy won't find ways to attack us when we place our eyes on Jesus Christ. And Peter was smart enough. He said, Jesus, save me! If sometimes that happens, we need to have the courage to call out to Jesus. Save me, Jesus! When our faith is going down, cry out to the Lord Jesus. You know the word. You know it. You know the word. You have the tools. Cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will save you. This is what I like with Jesus. Peter cried out to him, and he catch him. Never get tired of placing your eyes, your focus, or make Jesus be the foundation of your faith this morning. Let Jesus be the foundation of your faith. And you will never regret that you had done something like that. Therefore, we need to help one another, check on one another. I know we can be busy working, doing other things, which is good. But check on one another. Check on how one another is doing. And that will help us if one is getting disconnected. So we can help each other. Because we are going in the same direction. So therefore we need to hold each other's hand to go together. And I pray, that's my prayer. That's been my prayer, that this church will be the light for this area. When people see the church, they can see Jesus Christ caring, sharing the gospel in a loving way, seeing people living together. And this is why I like the last part of what the guy posted on Facebook. He said, would his word still be enough for his people to come together? I pray that the church will always be together no matter what, in good time and difficult time. And that's why we have to place our eyes on Jesus Christ. Because good time will come. Yes, we will enjoy it together. When the bad time comes too, we should stand to resist together. Jesus wants us to keep placing our eyes on him. He wants relationship with us. He wants us to not believe in anything else because God is a jealous God. The same way we are very jealous, he is also jealous. He doesn't want us to come here because of the church. He doesn't want us to come here because of a friend that we have here. He preaches very well. He is, no. Our focus should be on Jesus Christ. We don't ignore those things. They are good, yes. But our focus, that's why in Matthew 6, 23, it says, seek God's kingdom and his righteousness and all of the things that you will need, they all will be added to you. So this morning, your focus should be on Jesus Christ. And anything else that you have, or anything else that you need, They will all be added to you. But you, the first thing should be Jesus. My prayer is that the church will always be Christocentric. No matter what, we'll still be Christocentric. Everything should revolve around Jesus. One person, Jesus. I'm going to be done right now. And when everything revolves around Jesus, you know what will happen? Jesus will not allow your boat to be sunk. Jesus will never allow that to happen. The same way he had saved Peter, he didn't let him sink. The same way when you place your eyes, your focus, your mind, your children, your family. This has been my prayer over the years. I've never told my wife about it. But one of the things that I've been praying, I said, Father, I commit my marriage to you. Because if I commit it to myself, I will not be able to really do anything when something is to happen. But if I commit it to the Lord Jesus Christ, he will be with us in difficult time. And this is the same way this morning. Commit your children to the Lord Jesus. The devil will have no power over them. Commit your life to Jesus. Commit the church to Jesus. Everything that you're doing, commit them to Jesus Christ. And if you do, you will not lose them. Instead, you will rejoice. Be blessed this morning. Jesus is the foundation of the church. Amen.
been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And they give him 70% chance to last 3 years. So put him on your prayer list.
Lord, again, we just thank you so much for the lesson we've had today. And Lord, if we just stick with Jesus, we know everything's going to be okay. And Lord, I know lately I've sure been doing that. And there's a lot of other people have been doing that. And we just thank you so much, Jesus, that you're always there. And Father, we just thank you again for the cross that you gave us, that you bore for us to save us from sin. And Father, we thank you. And today, Father, we just thank you for the ones that's been operated on, the ones that's been worked on, and Father, that they're okay. And Father, we've had good prayers going for them. And Lord, we just thank you that you answered those prayers. And today, Father, let us go out in this world this next week and do what we need to do. And just follow Jesus, and that's the best way to go. And it's all in your precious name we pray. Amen.